Just a few halakhot in the laws of Sefer Torah that we've been learning. So the case we discussed today comes from Shulchan Aruch Kuf Lamed He Halakha Zayin. If let's say there was a Kohen and a Levi in the Bet Knesset, and they set up the Aliyat Kohen, and they didn't realize that the Levi was there. So they said, okay, Amod Kohen Mekom Levi. And the Kohen started to take the second Aliyah like the law is, that when there's no Levi, the Kohen gets the second Aliyah as well. And he started, Rabbanan Berechut Hashem Mevorach, all of a sudden they said, oh, we have a Levi. So the Halakha says, so long as he didn't start the actual Berakha yet, so you tell the Kohen, okay, go sit down, Allah Baruch, and they bring up the Levi. But once he started Baruch Atah Hashem, he started the Berakha. So therefore, we're not going to tell him to stop in the middle of the Berakha, and then we'd continue. This is Maran Mefurash. Imayu Kohen B'Levi B'Bet HaKnesset. Vekra Kohen. V'Savur She'en Sham Levi. V'Tchid Barech Berchat HaTorah Shenit En Mafsikim Oto. Now we get to the next case. Halakha Chet. Im En Levi B'Bet HaKnesset. If let's say there's no Levi in the Bet Knesset, Kohen She'kara Rishon B'Barech Shenit. So then the law is, we send the Kohen up not only for Aliyat Kohen, but we send them also up for Aliyat Levi. V'koreh b'mkom Levi. Abad lo Kohen acher. The Hadush is that we don't send another Kohen. Why? Kedeh shelo yomru sharishon pagum. Because if you're going to send up another Kohen, the people are going to say the first Kohen must have been illegitimate. And then we're going to start talking about the first Kohen. So therefore the Halakha says not to cast aspersions on the first Kohen. The first Kohen takes both Aliyat Kohen and both Aliyat Levi. V'chen, Halakha says, Lo ya'alu shnei Leviyim zeh achar zeh. Kedeh shelo yemru she'ahad mehem pagum. The Halakha says as well, very important. After we send up Kohen Levi Yisrael, okay, that's the normal way. Now you have Aliyat Levi'i. Aliyat Levi'i, you are allowed to send up a Kohen. However, Aliyat Hamishi, you would not be allowed, because that would be Kohen Achar Kohen. That means even during the regular Aliyot, from Levi'i on Shabbat, for example, you're not allowed to send two Kohanim back to back. You're not allowed to send two Levi'im back to back. So then, what do we do? Shulchan Aruch says there's a simple way to solve this problem. You send up a Kohen Yisrael. Kohen Yisrael, Kohen Yisrael. So long as you separate a Yisrael in between, same thing, Levi, Yisrael, Levi, Yisrael, you have no problem. However, the Ashkenazim have a different tradition. The Ashkenazim, some don't send up any Kohanim and Leviim after the first three. After the first three Aliyot, they just send up all Yisraelim. And some have a custom that if they send up a Kohen, then they send up Levi Yisrael. They follow the order. That whenever they go Kohen, they go back to Levi Yisrael. Our tradition is we send up anybody. However, if you're going to send up a Kohen, and you want to send up another Kohen, you must put a Yisrael in between. Now the question would be, the Minhag of Sfaradim, which is very important to know, that let's say you have a Mashlim that's a Kohen. Halakha says, since he says Kaddish, so the Kaddish separates. So you can send up a Kohen for Maftir. So you're allowed to send up back-to-back Kohanim, Mashlim, Maftir. This happens a lot of times when people have yahrzeit. Two Kohanim come to the shul. One guy is Kohen, another guy is a Kohen. Hakam, I want Mashlim. Another guy says, Rabbi, I want Maftir. What are we going to do? They're two Kohanim. It's okay. Because since the Kaddish separates. Furthermore, on days that we have two Sifrei Torah, so you can send up, for example, Shabbat Rosh Chodesh. So again, one would read from one the Sefer, and then the second from second Sefer. Mashlim, Maftir, same story. Or for that matter, let's say you have some Chat Torah. We have three Sifrei Torah. You have Hatan Torah, Hatan Bereshit, and Maftir. So you have to send up three Kohanim in a row. One from the first Sefer is Bezot Barakah. The second Sefer is Bereshit, and the third Sefer is the Maftir. Or for that matter, Shabbat, Rosh Chodesh, Hanukkah. You have three Sefarim. The first Sefer, you can send up a Kohen, the last Aliyah, for Parashat HaShavua. And then you're reading Rosh Chodesh. And then you're reading Hanukkah. So there's the cases where you're allowed to have Kohen, Achar Kohen, Achar Kohen, you can have three Kohanim. Now, the Chiddush of Achav Avadiyah that he wrote many years ago in Kol Sinai, which is important to know, that he says that when it comes, and it really comes from Rav Chaim Palachi that said it, that when it comes to, let's say, a maftir on Kippur in Mincha, which is the Maftir of Yonah. Now, even though it's the third Aliyah, normally the rule is when there's three people that go up to the Sefer Torah, that's Kohen Levi Israel. However, this is the Aliyah that we usually sell. So let's say you have a Kohen, he wants to buy Yonah. And he spends $50,000, he buys the Sefer Yonah. The Halakha says, in this case over here, you can send the Kohen up, even for Aliyat Israel. Because since really Aliyah Israel is a Maftir, and we said that by Maftir, we're leaning to send up a Kohen, especially in this case where he bought it. Where everybody knows that the reason why we're sending him up is because it's a special Aliyah. Or for that matter, let's say you have a big Tamil Hakam that's a Kohen, they want to send up after that, or something like that. So Hakam of Aliyah is lenient in such a case that if it's a Maftir, even though there's only three Aliyot, you're allowed to send up the Kohen for the Haftarah of the Maftir. However, it should be noted that Hakam of Aliyah is not so happy for no reason to tell Kohanim to leave the Bet Knesset. Which means, sometimes you have a minyan, they want to send up three Israelim. Like here today, we didn't have any Kohanim. Okay, so we send up three Israelim. But sometimes you have a situation where they want to send up three Israelim, there's a party or something, so they tell the Kohen, go take a walk, go walk in the hallway, and they send up three Israelim. Really, one should not mizalzel with the Kiddushah of the Kohanim. Really, the Aliyah belongs to them. Unless there was a situation like many years ago, they had a tradition. The Baharik brings this down. The tradition was that on the first Shabbat of the year, Shabbat Bereshit, they used to sell the first Aliyah. Who's going to get Aliyat Bereshit? That was a Hashuv Aliyah. But who would they sell it to? To the person that would be willing to donate all the electricity for the shul for the year. Those didn't have electricity, that oil. Whoever would pay for all the oil for the whole year. It's a lot of money. And a lot of times, the person that would donate it was Yisrael. But the custom was, in that case over there, for Kavod HaTorah, and all the other Kohanim were Mohel. In that case, the Malik says, it's okay to invite Yisrael specifically to Bereshit, for the first Aliyah, after he donated to pay for all the oil for the whole year. He says, that was a tradition. But from that tradition, what happened? The people took advantage. And anytime they wanted to sell Aliyah, they would tell the Kohen, go walk outside, we're selling the Aliyah because we want to make money for the shul. He said, that already is unacceptable. In a case where there's a, that we don't even have that tradition, even that's not our custom to sell it for Bereshit. We never sell Aliyah. If we sell it, we'll sell it to a Kohen. We're not going to sell it to a Israel. So therefore, again, one has to be careful to follow the order of the Aliyot. For our purposes today, we cannot send up Kohen, Ahal Kohen, but as long as the Israel in between, it'd be okay.